Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I remember it like it was yesterday. June 2nd, 1998.
Samantha.
I was working the weather department at KDK TV.
Watch him make this molehill. Into a mountain. Watch this. Into a mountain. Into a Mount Washington. Watch this.
Yeah,
exactly.
There was a Mount Washington tornado. However, there were two swarms that plagued the region, and they came just after 5:30 down the Ohio River. Angry clouds. Corey Martin is a big-time television producer at KDK TV on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Corey, good morning.
He's my man.
Good morning, guys.
Corey knows how important it was.
Come on.
Because he's doing a whole big story about it tonight, right?
Uh-huh.
I am. Yeah, it's one of those moments. If you lived in Pittsburgh on June 2nd, 1998, you're not going to forget it for the rest of your life,
yes,
right?
Yes, you are. I forgot it. Corey, I was asleep in my apartment in Mount Washington when it hit the windows. I remember it. I remember exactly what happened.
Uh-huh.
I went back to sleep.
Of course you did.
I love Corey Martin, by the way. He's my man. Love him.
So, Corey, I know you got snagged Dennis Bowman, who ended up working with KDK TV, but at the time he was with Channel 11.
Right.
I was on KDK TV, and we went on the air uninterrupted, no commercial interruptions, from 5:30 basically to 11:35 with coverage. And there were two swarms of tornadoes. And Adam Gusky just said he was at the Pirates game, and the tornado formed and came right over the Ohio River and hit Mount Washington. Fortunately, no one killed, but a lot of damage.
No one killed. A couple of flowers got pulled from their pots.
No, there were dozens of homes damaged and destroyed, Marty. Come on.
There was a little damage. I drove from my apartment to the damage.
Yeah,
I,
your luxury apartment, we know.
It was, actually.
Yeah.
So Corey says, hey, we're going to do this story. So he gathered some people, Dennis and I and some other folks who are observers, and we go to this coffee shop in Mount Washington a couple of weeks ago, and there's a guy, Tom Horstman, who had a t-shirt on that said, I survived the Mount Washington tornado June 2nd, 1998, and you ended up talking to him. He was an eyewitness.
He was, yeah.
Where is he this morning at the bar?
I don't know. I'm
trying. Well, that's where he was that night. He might have been. Who knows?
Hey,
Corey!
If anyone listening knows Tom Horstman, I'm trying to get him. He said he'd come on. We're looking for him.
Hammered.
You can call 866-391-1020 just in case.
Isn't that what he said, though? He was at the bar?
Tom Horstman. He was at the bar. Yeah, right, Cor?
Yeah, it was happy hour. It was, you know, it happened right, you know, 5:30, between 5:30 and 6. It was happy hour. Sure.
And he said he seen them angry clouds, and it was by the wind, and he told him when he saw a roof fly down the street, his buddies told him, get away from that window, Tom.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's he was
exactly
so
right.
drunk, he exactly thought he saw happened. A roof flying.
Oh, man. Corey, so who else did you talk to?
Well, we also, besides you and Dennis, we brought in now retired KDK photographer Linda Lubaczynski,
who was working.
She's the one who everyone's seen, I'm sure, on KDK TV, the famous shot of the tornado coming down on our tower cam down the river, hitting Mount Washington. And Linda is the one who turned the tower cam and caught the shot. So we talked to Linda about the moment that she saw it. She saw it before Larry saw it.
She may be the angriest person on earth.
No. I saw it first. I seen it.
You,
I love lube.
I was looking at the rate. Yeah, lube.
Yeah.
Oh, I could tell you stories. Oh, my God.
So I was looking at the radar, and I saw the signature red little hook on the Doppler.
Oh.
Then I looked at the camera, and there it was. I saw it first.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, Larry. What do you have that?
Anyway. Yeah, so you went around and talked to some people up there in Mount Washington, and we don't – the fact is – tornadoes are very rare in Pennsylvania. We only average 9 a year. And that night we had, in two waves, 21 tornadoes around the region.
Yeah, it was a very, very rare instance. And, you know, like I said, it's something that you don't think of a tornado hitting Mount Washington right here in the city, but it did. And there were other areas that night as well, as you said. And it was one of those nights that you will never forget.
Well, it's interesting because I was in Texas, and Corey knows this, and I was in Oklahoma City. They had class five tornadoes.
Oh, that's serious business.
And I was actually in a tornado in Dallas and thought I was going to be killed. And so to see it hit my apartment, I had a high fever. I remember this. And the windows were shaking. It was kind of astounding for that to hit Pittsburgh, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm. And it really hasn't happened to that degree in the city since.
No.
What time is the story, Aaron?
Can you guess? 5:45.
Look at you. Look at you.
Almost at the exact minute, 25 years ago today. Yeah.
And when Larry was last on television, it was in black and white. Is this one in color?
This one is in color. It's amazing. He looks great in Technicolor. It's wonderful.
And I saw some of the video. Television does put on weight, Larry. Okay? Just saying.
Corey, this is my life every day.
Corey knows. Believe me,
my
knows.
Life every day. I was Marty's producer on TV, and boy, I do not envy you.
You know, brother,
he's one of my favorite people on earth because he's he's so sarcastic and so professional at the same time.
Thank you for including me, and we'll look forward to the story on KDKA TV at 5:45. Marty, did I mention I used to be on
Jesus.
TV? Corey Martin,
let go,
big time producer. Thank you, brother.
Thank you for having me, guys.
And if anyone has identified Tom Horstman from Mount Washington, 866-391-1020.
Stop. That's not his real name.
It is.
Wow.
Tom Horstman. I try to leave a message. Tom, we're supposed to talk.
Check
on the
radio.
Bars.
The bars.
Come on, man. You've seen it. I'm angry clods.
All right.
This is the Big Cam Morning Show, and joining us from our brother station, 93.7 The Fan. There was big sports news yesterday when the Pittsburgh Penguins announced a new director of
hockey operations.
Yes, Chris Mack is with us. And Chris, this guy was with the Maple Leafs in Toronto. Do we like this guy?
We do. Kyle Dubas is young. He's only 37. He's got a great background in the game. He was able to withstand the pressure in Toronto for the last 9 years. And people say, well, they only won one playoff series in that time. Yeah, but he's working underneath this behemoth of Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment, which is this giant conglomerate of two tech companies, two cellular companies in Canada. He's got the bureaucracy of Brendan Shanahan, who was the president up there in Toronto. I don't know if he necessarily got to fulfill his entire vision and yet still was able to keep Austin Matthews happy, Mitch Marner in the fold, all these big names. And he did eventually get the Maple Leafs to win a series this past postseason. I think he's perfect for what the Penguins want to do, which is compete now while the big three are still around, Crosby, Malkin, Letang. He's basically said Mike Sullivan has a job for life, which I like because I think Sullivan's done a great job of trying to keep this thing on the rails despite poor roster management the last couple of years. And he's also sold us on there's going to be downtime between these three retiring at some point and building the roster up. And he's set us up for all of that already, and he's the guy to build it back. So I like, if you can hit a home run at a press conference, he did it yesterday. Now the rubber meets the road, to use a Mike Tomlinism.
Hey, man, let's talk about you.
Yeah.
Most of the people listening don't know who the hell you are, with all due respect to you. Tell
listeners
who you are, what you're going to do for us, because I'm very, and I love them, what you're going to do for us.
Marty, I heard someone use the phrase multi-platform yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a great way to describe what I'm looking to do. I'm a radio guy.
Right.
I've been in radio for 20 years since I was a sophomore in college up at Penn State. I've worked in Top 40. I've worked in country. I've worked at a hip-hop station. I've done it all. Rock station. I've been in sports talk for the better part of the last decade and a half.
Nice.
It's what I love the most. And so Now I get an opportunity to work with not just the people at the Fan, but everybody in the building. I mean, talking to you guys. I mean, we talk off the air when I was here in mornings.
Yeah, but when stories come up like this one, it's a big deal for Penguin fans. It's a big day for them.
I don't think most people care about the new – I just don't. I don't think most people care on an AM talk station about some new guy at the Penguins. That's why I love the way you're bringing it. You give us perspective as to why we should care.
Sure, and it's a chance to talk about things that are sports adjacent, I like to call it. You know, is Tom Brady, he's going to buy the Raiders and then become their quarterback? Crazy stuff like that.
Right on.
You know, so I'm looking forward to working with everybody across all the stations here. You guys, the Fan, Whammo, Y108, Star, and bringing sports through a prism that appeals to all the different kinds of people, all the different slices of life that listen to all of our stations.
And here's what I also love. You're a family guy.
Sure.
Tell us about your family.
Well, it's the end of the school year, so it's hectic at our house right now. My son is finishing up fourth grade, getting ready for fifth grade. Some people know he had brain surgery back in November.
This is another thing I love, how you make this public and make us understand being a dad with a son who has some issues that you always have to deal with. I love that, sir.
Dystonia, what is that?
Yeah, well, dystonia is sort of a catch-all phrase for a whole slew of different movement disorders. And you can go to dmrf.org, Dystonia Medical Research Foundation, to find out more. But his is a specific kind called myoclonus dystonia. Since he was about 2 years old, he's had, at one point he had jerks in his arms, you know, spasms in his arms, and stiffness in his lower extremities as well. That was uncontrollable due to just a spontaneous gene mutation.
Sure.
Wasn't hereditary or anything. And so for the last 7 years or so, he's had difficulty walking and running. But they tell you not to get this brain surgery where wires are implanted into the brain and a connector runs down the back of your head to a battery in your chest, literally implanted under your skin, until they're old enough, until their head, you know, the skull plates have stopped growing and things like that.
And that's what you had done fairly recently.
Yeah, that's what Braden had done back in November. And he told us it was time to get it done.
Aww.
Which was huge for us as parents, because you can want to get something done for your kids, but the fear of what if something goes wrong, are they going to resent me when they're older because of the complications from that surgery or whatever? No, he told us, I want to run.
Aww.
And so when I post those videos on Twitter at the Chris Mack or on Instagram, it's about showing people, hey, we did it. If you've got some sort of movement disorder and you're not sure what it is, go talk to your doctors. Reach out to the Dystonia Medical Research Foundation. For those that are able, go there and donate, because there's no cure for dystonia.
And this is a remarkable medical advance to be able to do this, to watch
how's he doing?
He's doing fantastic. My wife sent me a video from his field day yesterday at elementary school.
Yeah.
They had a sponge race. You know, you dip the sponge in a bucket of water, you got to run it down to the other line. He's running.
Wow.
He's not swinging his leg out or skipping or anything.
Yeah,
he's
Marty,
running.
When you see the video and you think of where Braden was and where he is as of yesterday, you don't have to know much about the story to know how significant that is, not only to you, Chris, and your wife, but anyone who has issues in that realm, that there is hope for the future.
Yeah, and I have to give credit, too, because you asked about the whole family.
Sure,
Marty.
Yeah.
His older sister has been great. She's 14, and 14-year-old girls are a different breed.
Yeah.
But she has been fantastic through the whole thing. She's going into high school next year, growing into a little leader. It's whether it's at softball or at school, she's doing a great job. And my wife's a rock, man. Without her, the house would fall to pieces. So my
get
wife,
in line.
My wife Tara,
and you get choked up.
Me too.
Because it's. I'm blessed to have the wife and the kids that I have, and to have the coworkers that I have here at Odyssey. If you would have told me, and I say this all the time, especially when I go back to my old alma mater at Baldwin High School and talk to them, if you would have told me when I was in ninth grade, and Mr. Hines, anybody that knows Paul Hines knows he was real big on helping kids set goals for their future, whether it was the state championship volleyball or basketball teams he coached, softball team, sorry. He asked, well, what do you want to do with your life? And when you're 14 or 15 years old, you have no idea. But it helped me find focus in that I knew I wanted to talk about sports. I knew I wanted to be on the radio because of the great radio shows we have here in Pittsburgh that I've grown up listening to.
Right.
And if you would have told me 25 years ago, hey, you're going to achieve those goals and you're still going to have a great family life and a great coworkers and you're not going to have to sell out any portion of your life to get it all, I'd have told you I'm the luckiest man in the world.
Nice.
Well, we'll look forward to talking to you more often. And your wow. son, Braden, is an inspiration to a lot of people. So keep posting those videos, brother.
Will do, Larry. Thanks, man. I'm looking forward to being around with you guys.
Chris Mack, how do we find you on?
At the Chris Mack on Twitter. Search Chris Mack on Facebook. You'll find me there and on Instagram as well.
All right, brother. Have a good weekend.
All right. Have a great weekend, guys.
Now the action comes. Here's a 3-2. Swung on and hit deep down the left field line, and this one is gone. Home run for Connor Joe right down the left field line. His sixth of the year, and the Pirates open with a 1-0 lead.
Every Friday, we check in with Pirates broadcaster Joe Block. He's with us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Pirates had a day off yesterday after a left coast swing ending with their only series win in San Francisco for the month of May. Joseph, welcome home.
Good to be back. Thanks, Larry. Good morning.
Seemed like you guys were gone for a really long time. We're happy to have you here in the middle of summer with this weather. It's going to be a great night at the ballpark tonight as the Cardinals come to PNC.
Yeah, the boys of summer, it feels like summer right now. It's great. And thinking about where they are after great April and a rough and tumble May that ended strong with that series win in San Francisco. So the Pirates are a half game out of first. We begin June. The Cardinals are in town. The Pirates are ahead of the Cardinals in the standings by four games, and they can keep it that way. And Andrew McCutchen, five hits away from a milestone, 2,000 in his career. So it's a big weekend.
Yeah, 2,000. That's quite a milestone. And he has been pretty consistent through this whole process, has he not?
Yeah, and I was talking with him the other day about it, and he just kind of said, yeah, it's, you know, I'm going to get some hits, and it's going to be great, and I'm sure he'll enjoy it, but he wasn't making too much of a big deal about it. But I think the Pirates will, and they should, and we all will when we see that happen because he's back. And, you know, if he had achieved that milestone elsewhere, I think everyone would still be very happy for him. But the fact that he's back and it's going to happen probably in Pittsburgh. I mean, the Pirates' longest homestand of the year. What great timing with five hits away. So, and there have only been 290 players in the American League and the National League over the years to get to 2,000 career hits. So it's not like something that happens every day. It's a pretty big figure, and it's going to be great because he's a pretty big figure.
Hey, Joe, I was thinking, and I don't know anything about baseball, but aren't they kind of sort of playing now the way they were supposed to play? Is that fair?
I would think, Marty, that, you know, as we've gotten to 2 months into the season, we're a third of the way through the year now. It kind of feels like, all right, things even out. And you kind of got to feel that doesn't mean that they can't get better or worse, you know, the rest of the season. But I think you have enough of a track record to see what you think a team is. And yes, the good thing is that they can even get better because they're a younger team. Usually those types of teams you feel like can continue to improve because they're young guys learning. So, but being about 500, they're a game over right now. At this stage of the season, I think everybody would have said, hey, that's really great. And the fact that the division hasn't played well, the Pirates are a half game out of first, we'll take it. So they're in the pennant race right now as June begins.
I can't believe we're with Pirates broadcaster Joe Block. You just said we're a third of the way through the season already, mm-hmm. man. It is flying, and so are the games. We mentioned this multiple numbers of times, but Marty, you were watching. It has changed the game all for the better.
It's unbelievable.
Pitch clock.
It's unbelievable. I like watching the clock. It's kind of fun. Yeah.
And I like hearing that from you, Marty, because, you know, for me, I watch baseball all the time. Yeah. I'm going to watch baseball all the time, no matter what. But not everybody loves baseball like that.
Yeah, yeah.
A casual fan. I want to go to watch some entertainment. I like baseball. I like the Pirates. You know, those are the fans that baseball, Major League Baseball, needs to recapture or keep.
I agree.
You know, and I think they're doing that with this.
Hey, I want to mention, because this became a national story about outfielder Travis Swaggart, his wife Peyton, who was bitten over a year ago by a rabid raccoon and developed a rare blood disease. So our thoughts with the family, that's just bizarre. And I think a lot of people are like, how does that happen?
Yeah, I was reading about that, too, and it's terrible. She's a cancer survivor, too. I mean, they're in their early to mid-20s, and they've been having to go through a lot. And Travis made his big league debut last year briefly. had a good spring training, but has been away from the AAA ball club for most of this year. He's coming back now, but you got to think about that family right now. They have a little girl at home too. So just thinking about them, because anytime we have anything that's going right in our lives, just think of the good fortune that we have, because not everybody has that all the time. And so thinking of them, because he's a good guy from our experiences talking with him, and you just never wish that on anybody, especially somebody that you've connected with a little bit. So.
And Joe, tonight, obviously, now the games move 7:05 instead of 6:35, right? And then 4:05 tomorrow, really important to know, the early start. And then 11:35 on Sunday.
So. And there's some Sesame Street doll I want from Sunday's game.
Yes, yeah, Cookie Buster plush giveaway.
Yeah, that's what I want, man.
Or the bigger kids, if you take one away from a kid like Marty's going to be like.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's at 11:35. That's because it's on television, national TV deal, so they get it's a little bit earlier for a kids, so that they can watch it.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. And I know for the players and maybe you guys, it's a little too early, but what the heck? I mean, you know, maybe you get a lot more people check it out, and they just started that a season or two ago.
Yep, you're right. Yeah, last year, and we brought our kids to it last year at that time, and it worked out better for us because our son was 18 months last year, so that ended up working out great. That you know his nap times, and so sometimes that actually you know brings more kids, I think, to the ballpark if you have it once in a while like that. So a little bit fun, but yeah, if you have tickets for Sunday, remember it's 2 hours earlier than usual. So
hey man. Larry's got a great voice. We got to get him to sing the national anthem.
Oh, God.
Sure.
No.
Yeah.
Sing anything.
My man can sing.
Yeah.
Sing anything. Hey, it's Sing Anything night at PNC Park.
If we set it up, will you do it?
The national anthem?
Yes.
No.
Why?
No, I wouldn't.
Mary Hours did it.
I heard. Well, she did a good job.
Man up, Larry.
We'll discuss.
Man up.
Joe. You have a great weekend.
See, Joe.
You guys, too. You guys always plant some ideas in my head. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Pierogi song for Larry.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry we've run out of time.
Well.
God bless. Joe Block. Check him out. Great weekend
you
with the Bucks.
You pay for singing lessons. Man up.
How lucky can one guy be?
See.
I get to work with you. Mm. 10-2, it is the Paul Zeiss radio broadcast will commence. And then Rick Dayton, 2-6 this afternoon. By the way, check out the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. You can download that, and that's your access to listen back to if you missed a guest or if you wanted to hear something. You can take it with you anywhere. A lot of people who are traveling or moved away from Pittsburgh still want to know what's going on
here.
I'll
check this out, Larry. Some guy was sending me notes today about that every time you mention the app, it turns on his Odyssey in his house. It's hilarious.
Hey, Siri.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Text Marty.
So, what do you want to say to Marty?
See?
Oh, yeah. I want to say a lot.
See, Samantha? It's actually shocking what's happened to this platform. And it's kind of disheartening, too, because some of the new... Is it Ford? It's not going to put in AM radios anymore?
Well, they just reneged on that.
Did they?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, they got pressure from the government.
I see.
Because...
Emergency broadcast.
And that's right. Here's the reason. KDKA, world's oldest commercial radio station, is also the emergency broadcast station. So they put a lot of money into our tower and broadcast capabilities, and they would have to change that.
But... I have not listened to this show in an AM radio in 20 years. It's all on the app. And my friends all around the country listen on the app. And our streaming numbers are through the roof.
It's actually
fascinating.
When I'm in the car, I listen on 100.1 FM because it's crystal clear. And if you travel outside of a certain limit, then you go to 10:20 AM. But if you have the app.
In our house, we don't have I don't think we have a standing radio. Do you?
No.
Samantha, do you?
I have a cassette player that I
can use it.
Most people don't have a traditional radio.
No.
Everybody
truly
had at least a radio in the kitchen growing up.
It's true.
And then maybe a stereo.
Yeah, we don't have like a standalone radio. I have a cassette player that I use that has a radio on it.
And everything we do has gone digital.
Yeah.
My Get Marty page last year at 170, and all the other platforms, 170 million folks. Think about it. So we're not dying. We're just in different places. That's
yeah, it's just the way it's being distributed
evolving.
Has changed and evolved. The content, people still want to know, hey, what's going on local? You bring in compelling guests and
make fun
content.
Of Big Boss Dave. You know what you've done to him now? Because Larry makes fun of him when he comes into work. He now parks in the back of the building and hides.
And he takes like a walk of shame.
Yes.
To get in the building.
And check this out. Because Larry makes fun of him for taking donuts.
Oh.
He takes a donut from the other side of the building and sneaks back into his office and eats it.
Oh, my God. Larry.
Larry, what happened?
I often have asked myself that recently.
Hey, and you know my man can sing.
Oh, yeah. You should definitely sing the national anthem.
Why? I cannot do that.
Why?
Now he's acting up. Now he's blushing and being
coy. He loves entertaining.
I'm happy to announce who's going to be the singer.
No, you sing at events all the time.
Please rise and honor America and welcome six-time Grammy Award-winning recording artist Samantha McGill.
Why are we doing this? Be a man. Man up. And learn the anthem. We do it if we push it.
I think you probably know it. You probably sing it in the shower.
Yeah,
you know?
Thank you.
The key is, do you have to start at the right note?
Exactly. So he's thought of this. He's thought of it.
You probably have dreams about
Oh.
Say, Samantha.
This will mean he's acting all coy, but he wants to.
This might take Get Marty.
I might be able to sing God
Get
Bless
Marty
America.
To sing the national
No.
Get Marty to get Larry. To sing the national anthem.
Get Marty.
Are you man enough to sing the national anthem?
No.
Silence.
All I have to say to you at the end of a very long week.
Praise the Lord.
Let's get Marty. Let's get Marty. Let's get Marty.
All right, let's get Marty. And one thing we can agree on is helping Honest John out at the airport. That's a really cool thing you're doing.
Susan Copen says, I love listening to AM radio. That's why I find you old guys.
Nice, Susan.
Old guys.
Thanks a lot, Susan.
No, she didn't.
Thanks a lot.
She said old school.
Oh, yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.